you have a Bible, turn to the book of Psalms. Last week I preached on prayer, and in a sense, my personal reasons for prayer and what I hung on to more than I do. It's a very vast subject. And I took it very personally last week. I want to talk to you about the consequences of sin. And they're bad. They reach in all areas of our lives. And they damage us. Sins. We can play with it, and we do play with it. We can take it lightly, and we do take it lightly, but it's very damaging to us. And then I want to deal especially about what it does to your prayer life. Look at Psalms 66:18. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Let's pray. Father, you've been so merciful to us, so kind. You've given us your word, your salvation, your name, life in Christ Jesus. You know the hearts of everyone here. And I pray you'd give me a freedom and ease to speak your word that only you can give. And I pray you'd take your word and apply it to the needs of every heart that's here. I know you can do that. And we'll give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I want to say that the consequences of sin are vast. If you're here today and you're not saved, you've never been born again, you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, the ultimate consequence of sin, whether you believe it or not, is a place called hell. Now, Jesus taught us more about hell than any other person in the Bible. You would think you'd be taught by hell by John the Baptist or Elijah or some other great prophet, some fire and brimstone preacher. Well, I guess Jesus was a fire and brimstone preacher, since he preached on hell more than anybody else. He made it very, very clear. That's the place you don't want to go. Well, that's a consequence of your sin. Now, some of you are living here today as if your sin didn't matter. You might keep it hidden from some people, but you brag about it to other people, and you're just very happy to walk on in your own personal sin that you happen to like, enjoy, take pleasure in, take pride in. And you don't think there's ever going to be a judgment day or there's ever going to be a consequence for your sin.